This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a program that not a lot of people know about, but we're going to help spread the word about it and make sure a lot of people know about that. And then you, the listener, can help spread the word about this group as well. And we're talking about the Nurses Honor Guard. Happy to have back on the program to talk more about that, Pam Bollinger. Pam, it's so good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, my pleasure.
We also have Katie Meyer is with us. Katie, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir.
As well as Dorothy Shishelli. Did I get that close?
You got it.
All right, great. It's good to have all three of you here. And we're going to be talking about the Nurse Honor Guard. And something that we want to bring more awareness and attention to, but the fact that we do have a Nurse Honor Guard here in Lenawee County. And maybe, Pam, if you can just tell us a little bit about the background of what the Nurse Honor Guard is.
Great. The Nurse Honor Guard began in 2003 in Kansas City by their State Nurses Association, and it had been going on. One of our nurses from Michigan, by the name of Julia Godby Murray, saw the presentation, and she brought it back to Michigan, and she felt that it was something that we could use. It's a very respectful memorial for nurses. We attend a funeral or the memorial service for a nurse who has passed. We dress in traditional white uniforms with a cape and a cap. Then we process to the front of the room, and we carry a lantern, which goes back to the 1800s. It was a tradition. The nurses carried them when they went out on the battlefields.
Ah, okay.
The cape is with a high collar. They wore that in the field for warmth, but the red lining signaled that they were medical personnel and to prevent getting caught in the fighting.
Yeah.
As the nurses... And the red lining signaled this. And if they needed help, they could wave it in the air.
Oh, sure.
And get help from other people. Then we we present a short, we go to the front of the room. We present a short service. We flank the casket or urn. And... We do
a little short ceremony too, don't you?
We do. It's called the Nursing Tribute.
Yeah.
Or the Nightingale Tribute. Mm-hmm. And then we ask any nurses present to stand as we do a final roll call. It's kind of like asking to answer the last light.
Yeah.
The nurse's last night light.
Yeah.
And the name of the nurse is called and asked to report to duty. A chime is rung. And when after they've rung it, we've called it three times, and she doesn't answer. We relieve her from her duties and that her colleagues will take her place.
Yeah.
Because once a nurse, you're always a nurse.
Yeah.
And this is a very honor for us to do this for
Absolutely.
Our fellows.
Absolutely,
nurses.
Yeah.
We can also perform standing guard at the casket at the wake, and we can also accompany the casket to the hearse.
Okay. And you can do this not only at the funeral home, but also if it needed to be able to do it at the cemetery itself, can't you?
We can do it at a cemetery. We can do it in your backyard. Uh-huh. We've even done one in a bar.
Yeah.
So we can do it anywhere that the nurses or the family gathers. It's also a way to help the family in their grieving. They've lived with a nurse, and nurses' hours are not normal 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're on call, and it's just a more jumbled life than the 9 to 5 office workers have.
Sure, sure.
So it's also a way for the family to say goodbye to that nurse.
Absolutely, yeah.
So and we're all healers. Nurses are healers.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is part of a healing process.
Yeah. So, Pam, can I ask you what the nursing career that you had, what your background was and what you worked in?
There's so many. Nurses don't just do one job, as Dorothy and Katie will tell you. My last 10 years were with the Hospice of Lenawee.
Ah, okay.
And that also was an honor to do that job.
Sure. Okay, well, let's bring in Dorothy. And Dorothy, you know, as a nurse too, your primary work was where, Dorothy?
20 plus years in critical care, and then I'm Still working. So I will be 2 years shy of 50 years a nurse.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. So I don't do critical care right now. I went to occupational health and just very minimally assist yet out at Fermi as a site nurse.
Which okay. Is
nursing has so many avenues you can go. I did a lot of occupational health as well.
Okay. So. And Katie, for you?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I want to start? I graduated from NMC in Traverse City 50 years ago. I worked at Munson for years. I went overseas and worked in the United Arab Emirates. I've worked in Grand Rapids. And most recently, my last 36 years was spent at Bixby and then at Hickman, which I still work contingent there in the post-op area.
Ah, okay.
So I've done... IV therapy, I've done emergency, I've done main recovery, and I've done ambulatory. Many people, and Adrian knows what the ambulatory department was at Bixby.
You could
get blood transfusions, IVs, medications, your colonoscopy, all that kind of thing. Yes, so I've kind of... winding it down to Hickman.
Okay, excellent.
Which is a nice hospital.
It's
very nice.
It is very nice.
Nice facility.
Dorothy, I kind of think that things kind of started here in Lenawee County with your mother, huh?
They did. They did because one of my classmates from St. Vincent's, Lynn Vandenbush, we graduated in 78 together there. I called her when my mom passed and said, Lynn, do you think we could do an honor guard for my mom? I had just kind of heard of it. And my mom was a nurse to the core. And so it was really, really amazing how these things go. At her funeral, a person that attended later sent me a note and said, you know, your mom literally saved my dad's life at one point by kind of guiding us on how to go with his care. And I never knew that.
Yeah.
You know? And so it was really impactful to, as a family member, to have others appreciate your family member's duty that you just did. You know,
and that's how it kind of got started here in Lenawee County, huh,
that
Dorothy?
That is. Lynn called Pam, and Pam was on board and starting this organization already. And so she just needed an event like this, and there it went. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Katie, what does it mean to have such a group like this here in Lenawee County?
Well, I love it. Now, one of the things about me is I'm kind of old school, and I love my cap. I loved wearing my cap. I loved wearing my whites. So I get a chance to do that when we do these services.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old school. I think I graduated like in the early 70s. So
okay.
Caps and whites were whites were still a must, really.
Right. And that was the norm at that time, wasn't it,
yes,
Katie? Yeah.
That's... You were supposed to have that on.
Yeah, that was the uniform for you to wear. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And
But this is as Pam mentioned. This has got to be something that is so meaningful to be able to have for the families when a nurse does pass away, Dorothy. To be able to have that that final
tribute
to them. Yeah,
it really was because. I don't think nurses, I'm speaking in general, I don't think they seek the kudos, you know. And you don't go into nursing not for money. You don't do that.
Right, yeah.
And
it's a calling, isn't it?
It is. You go into it because you care.
Yeah.
And so that's what you want to give respect for.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. We're doing this because of the fact we want to bring awareness to our listeners to be able to help spread the word, too, that the Nurse Honor Guard does exist and can do that final tribute at the passing of a nurse, but also to be able to go and maybe have it as part of their planning for their final days or for their funeral arrangements, right, Pam?
Yes, we encourage nurses, everybody, to do pre-planning for funerals because we're all going to end up in a funeral home or somewhere close by.
Yeah.
And so we have a form that we ask that they fill out because it tells us about you as a nurse. And your family doesn't always know. My family doesn't know where I graduated from, probably, or what year. I started nursing at 15. And so I've been a nurse since I was 15, and I won't tell you how old I am now.
But yeah, very young person.
But we have a form, and they are at the funeral homes. And if you fill them out with your pre-planning, it makes it easy for us to attribute design for you.
Yeah.
It helps us fill in gaps that families don't know. So if it's already done, it makes it really easy for us. Otherwise, families digging through paperwork, and it's kind of a distraction when they need to be concentrating on other things.
And on the grieving process, too.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a short form. It just asks things like, where did you graduate from? What year did you graduate from? Some of us, like myself, I was an LPN for 20 years and went back and got my RN and went back and got my BSN. So there's a lot of different things that need to be put in there.
Yeah.
Because those are kudos also that we want to let people know. And we do this service for LPNs, RNs, MSNs, BSNs, doctorates, whatever you are in nursing, we do this program for. So this form just helps us fill all that out.
Absolutely. And I bet you, because of the fact, like in your example that you told us about, Dorothy, I mean, you probably knew some of that information mm-hmm. as well, but right. I'm sure that there was probably some things that you probably didn't think about as well
right.
in the yeah. when, and that doing the tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mom, I graduated from the same nursing school as Mom did, Ruby Montrai. And so that part was easy. You know, I was able to have her cape that she wore in nurses training in 1952.
No kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
And I still wear it. And it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You know, so the nurses wore them in school for ceremonies at that time. So.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what,
go ahead, Katie.
A couple of services we've done, our presentation has been the only part of the memorial service for the nurse.
Yes. Yeah. We've done a couple where we were the only service the nurse had. And so that's an honor also.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really interesting to do, because we did a couple little other things that don't normally do, but
yeah, but still,
we're beginning to incorporate them into our service because it was so heart-rending.
Sure,
my husband had never seen the service, and at one that we went to back in October, he came to that because he knew her, and he said it was most. He actually didn't have words. He said it was so heart
and moving.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what the veterans do, you know, mm-hmm. with the level of respect.
Yeah, yeah. We don't shoot off guns.
No.
Right.
Yeah. We don't throw syringes in the air.
No, that's not us. No.
If it's good to be able to get that word out, but are you looking, would you welcome other nurses to be able to help out with the honor guard?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Young as well.
Yeah.
That's even just as impactful to have young nurses.
Still, people still working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be retired.
You're retired. No, you
retired.
Yeah.
No, we do seek all-age nurses, and they can join us. We meet every other month at the Hospice of Lenawee. On the second Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's in a conference room.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage new people. There's no fee to join. There's no fee for the service. We are a volunteer group. But you do have to have get the white uniforms and
right.
and the capes and caps. Mm-hmm. And we have lanterns that we present to the families, and roses go for the nurse.
So if people would like to find out a little bit more information, obviously, you know, they can go through the funeral homes to get that form to be able to fill out. But if they'd like to get more information about the Nurses Honor Guard, especially here in Lenawee County, what's the best way of doing that?
They can contact me through email,
okay,
which is nhglenawee, all small, at nhglenaway@gmail.com.
nhglenaway@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay.
They can also go on, if you're on Facebook, we have a site on Facebook called Southeast Michigan
Nurse Honor Guard.
Nurse Honor Guard, okay.
Lenaway Monroe.
Okay.
Yes, because we do cover Monroe County as well.
Okay.
We cover Monroe also.
I'm from Monroe.
Yeah.
Talking a little bit earlier, I kind of got that sense, you know, and then you talked about being at, you know, doing work at, with Fermi too,
yes,
you know,
yes,
so say, yeah. Yeah, she's from the Monroe area.
Yeah. So we do cover Monroe also. And there are, we are part of the Southeast Michigan group, which covers Oakland and Wayne and Macomb and Livingston and Washtenaw and Monroe and Lenawee. And the reason we're kind of under that umbrella, mm-hmm. but we're a little separate in the fact that they weren't serving our areas from the Monroe or from Macomb.
Right.
They're so busy up there.
Right.
So when I called, I asked if I could just kind of start it down here.
Sure.
It was something that I saw on YouTube, and I thought, you know, I'm older, and this is something that would, I kind of would like this at my funeral.
Sure, absolutely.
Our mm-hmm. memorial or backyard party, whatever my family decides to have for
me.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so they said, well, we need team leaders. Would you want to do that? So I said, of course. And then meeting Dorothy and Lynn and a lot of the other girls that have joined, women who have joined, it's been a joy.
Good, yeah.
Because I think we all feel that this is such an honor.
It is.
And it's not words can't fill.
Yeah.
No, no,
yeah.
When you actually do it.
Yeah, and your family might not really know that much about your nursing life and your nursing career and everything.
Right,
and
yeah.
So they're finding out stuff about you that they didn't know.
That's right, yeah. Well, I want to thank you all for being on the program. Thank you so much for doing what you've done. Also, your service as nurses, as well as Pam, as you mentioned before, that once a nurse, always a nurse, and I'm sure everybody feels that way, too. And I want to thank you for your service as nurses, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'd like to thank Katie Meyer. Katie, thank you so much for being with us.
You're
Dorothy Shishelli,
yes.
Thank you so much. And Pam Bollinger, thank you so much, too.
Thank you for having
us.
Talking about the Nurse Honor Guard here, and that we do have a chapter here in Lenawee and Monroe County. So thank you so much.
Thank
this
you.
Has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.